going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
After the hour, welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. We're talking to Brian Howell of Buff Zone. Brian, my friend, is this the week we're going to see this offense finally figure it out, or are we in for a really long season when it comes to the Colorado Buffaloes?
I'm trying to stay optimistic.
Okay.
I'm not expecting this offense to ever put up 30 points. They might. I'm not going to expect it. I'm going to be optimistic, and I think things might be better than people think this week.
So what are we doing at the quarterback position? Are we still is Brendan Lewis still the guy at this stage, or what does that look like?
Yeah, you know, there's not a whole lot of basis for me to say what I just said, that it's going to be a lot better, because I think things will be the same as far as personnel. Brendan Lewis is still the guy. I just think that this staff is they showed some progress last week. I know fans hate that word, but it looked better, and I think they're going to continue working with him and finding some things that can make him successful. So I think it'll still be him. I wonder how short the leash is going to be, but they clearly don't think the backup, Drew Carter, is ready. So I think it's going to be Brendan.
Well, yeah, I thought it was interesting. I thought Drew Carter might get that opportunity last week, but you're right. They must see something, or lack thereof, in practice where they're like, man, things could get a little bit worse at this stage. He's just not ready.
Yeah, and I was surprised by that because, you know, they had a golden opportunity down 25 with about 9 minutes left to get him in. And frankly, whether he's ready or not, he's one play away from needing to be in there regardless. So I thought they would have taken the opportunity to give him some game reps, but they didn't. So I was surprised by that.
Yeah, me too, for sure. Well, I mean, you said it, though. There was some progress. And when you looked at that game against Minnesota, there was kind of nowhere to go but up for that Buffs team. Defensively, you still got to like what you're seeing, though. They can keep you in a game, but the offense flat out has to get something done in that first half and avoid keeping that defense out so long against USC, a team that's really in turmoil. So maybe this is that opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. And that defense, I know they gave up 35 points last week, but again, it was the last two games, even though they've looked like blowouts, CU's been in it in the third quarter, and it's because of the defense. So you got to give them credit for that, and they have been worn down. So if the offense can give CU anything, I think the Buffs can really stay in this game and maybe win it.
Well, and you look at a team, I mean, this is, I was joking yesterday, I was saying, hey, there's blood in the water for both teams right now. You have a Buffs team with the offense that's just cannot seem to click and get it right. But for USC, I mean, yikes, this program is in a really tough spot.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, with an interim head coach, and it doesn't look good right now. But, I will say, USC's tough spot is a lot better than CU's tough spot, even with an interim head coach. But you're right. I mean, both teams sort of blood in the water. And I talked to Dimitri Stanley, the wide receiver, this week. And, he said to me, I think this game's going to be more mental than physical because basically you've got a couple teams that are wounded. And who gets up first could determine who wins this game.
We're talking to Brian Howell of Buff Zone. An interesting matchup this weekend, one of the close matchups. You got some former Buffs going to be a part of this one. Of course, wide receiver KD Nixon. You got the athletic director in Mike Bone. I mean, it's some connections there.
Yeah, it's interesting, for CU fans, they love KD Nixon, although some view him now as a traitor. But, I had a chance to talk to KD this week and, really good guy. I really enjoyed covering him, and it's been a good place for him. He hasn't caught a lot of passes. He's only caught two, I believe, on the season. But good life move for him to being out in Los Angeles. So good experience for him. But it'll be nice to see him because he has provided some pretty good memories for CU. And Mike Bone, hey, CU fans love Rick George. I'll just say it that way. But Mike did some good things. I always got along with Mike. Had a chance to see him at Pac-12 Media Day in the summer. A good guy, and it'll be good to see him. He's from Boulder, so be a homecoming for him.
Talking to Brian Howell of Buff Zone. Well, we'll see what this group's really all about, man. I mean, you had that Texas A&M game. Boy, doesn't that game feel like 5 years ago now, Brian? I mean, it was like, wow, they are going toe-to-toe with this team, this top team in the country, and their defense is there. They were a play away from winning this thing. And since that moment, things have gone really south. So what was it? Was that the real team? Was Texas A&M just off? Are they not as good? Could we really see the Buffs get back to what we thought we saw against Texas A&M?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the one thing is that even in that A&M game, they didn't play good offense. I mean, they just played phenomenal defense that day. And so we just really haven't seen them play good offense all year. I mean, they put up 35 against UNC, but that wasn't a great performance by them. So they haven't been very different most of the year. They just happened to play, you know, really exceptional defense that day against A&M.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That defense was special. Brian, I know you got to run, but what do you think? Any predictions for us this weekend? Do the Buffs get it clicking? You said you kind of think maybe. You got a feeling, and sometimes those are more important than backing it up with what we're seeing. I like that side of it.
Yeah, maybe I drink the Kool-Aid too much when I'm around this team. But, you know, I feel like this team is not hanging their heads and that they've got an opportunity here. I think that if they get something going, they'll win this football game. And so, you know, I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to pick the Buffs to win this game, a really low-scoring one, but like 24-20, something like that. And I think the Buffs get it done.
I like it, man. Brian, always appreciate you. What are you working on that we can check out in the meantime?
Lots of game preview stuff, just looking at this matchup, like you said, a couple of wounded teams. And then I'm actually a couple minutes away from women's basketball practice, the opening practice. So basketball season is around the corner, which is crazy.
It's like I was saying in the first hour, it's fun, but it's overwhelming. At the same time, it's like we're knee-deep in football, and here comes basketball. So enjoy, my friend.
You bet. Thanks.
All right, man. Brian Howell of BuffZone.com. He thinks the Buffs get the dub this weekend. How about that? You know what? If there was a time to get back on track, it would be this time, because USC, I mean, I don't know how good they are, but they've gotten worse, and now they have an interim head coach. So obviously, anytime you move on from your coach after two games, you obviously have some issues. They're kind of looking to reset. Both teams are kind of looking to reset right now, trying to bounce back from double-digit losses over the weekend. Interim coach Dante Williams. He's the guy trying to earn a spot right now, trying to prove that he should be the guy going forward. You got some tough players, though. I mean, you do have some talent on USC's roster. Wide receiver Drake London, he leads the nation in receptions and receiving yardage. You have another good wide receiver in Gary Bryant Jr. Your quarterback, he's, you know, Keaton Slovis is not terrible. He's moving up the rankings for the USC career passing and total offensive yards. So they have some offensive weapons. But the defense is really good for CU. The question's going to be, can they finally get some offense going? And, man, if you're not putting Drew Carter in, you must really be terrified, because Brennan Lewis has not got anything going. 26 minutes after the hour. Before we take a break, let me tell you about one of our excellent sponsors. That's Rev Chiropractic. I was in there this morning. Dr. Tyler Terry, Dr. Haley Harada are sensational people. They really care about their patients. You know, they take the time to work with you. They talk to you. Hey, what's going on with your back? What's going on with your legs, you know, your arms, your neck? I have upper back issues, and they've really helped me. You know, I'm turning that spine back the right way thanks to the folks over at Rev Chiropractic, and I feel so much better than I've felt in years, 10-plus years. And I'm just glad I discovered these guys. Great people. They do a lot of local stuff in the area. I met them through the Greeley Chamber of Commerce. If you guys are hurting, if you have some pain in the back, if your neck's killing you, and you just think, it's just part of life now, it's just going to get worse, you don't have to do that. You don't have to live with that, because give them a shot. They love helping their Greeley area, their neighbors thrive. They're off of Highway 34 and 35th Avenue. There's a Home Depot in that parking lot. You'll see Rev Chiropractic there. Very easy to get in, get assessed, and then start getting on the schedule and get your health back. 27 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.